You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Come on. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grombacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, a strong and powerful Roger Lee. Roger, are you ready to do this?
I am.
Excellent. Let's do this. Roger is the CEO and co-founder of Human Interest, a company helping small businesses across the country offer their employees a modern, high-quality 401k while reducing administrative burden. I'm excited to have you on. Roger, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yep. So sure. So at Human Interest, our goal is to help more people save for retirement. Specifically, we built a modern automated 401k provider that allows any small business to offer a 401k to their employees in just a few clicks and at a fraction of the cost. For me, my background is prior to starting Human Interest, I co-founded a small company where I tried to get a 401k for our employees. You know, I knew how important 401ks were and knew that it'd be a benefit that employees expected. I naively assumed that I could just go online, click a few buttons, and, you know, have a 401k and learn that it was a lot more complicated than that. There are some companies like Fidelity that wouldn't even talk to us because our company is too small. Others like John Hancock and Vanguard required a ton of paperwork just to even get our 401k plan set up. And even after that, there'd be a lot of ongoing administration like paperwork and compliance roles, manual data entry, employee enrollment, and so on. And it just wasn't possible for our small business to offer the 401k. It's too much of a hassle, too much work for us to do so. And we ultimately came to the realization that we wouldn't be able to offer a 401k. And for years, we didn't. And that's what got me so passionate about starting Human Interest is under the belief that more small businesses like my last one should have a 401k if only the right product and technology existed to make it really easy for small businesses to do so.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. So fast forward now, how many years ago was it that you said, you know what, I bet a lot of other people are feeling this pain too. Maybe I should do something about it. And now you have the company.
Yeah, so that was just over 3 years ago, and I think what sparked the interest in really trying to solve this problem head on for me was realizing that it wasn't just my last small business that had this problem, but actually small businesses all across the country. It's actually shocking, even though just about every large company offers a 401k. You know, we've come to know it as this standard best practice benefit. Very few small businesses do. In fact, for companies less than 100 employees, only 14% of them are offering a 401k because it's just too costly and too much of an administrative hassle. And what that means is that there's millions of small businesses, you know, some 40 million working Americans that don't even have access to 401k. And my small company previously was an example of that. And that's a huge problem because we're now in an era where pensions are dying and Social Security is just, you know, not going to be enough. 401ks have become the dominant means that people use to save for retirement, yet you have nearly one-third of the workforce that doesn't even have access to one because they work for a small business that can't offer one. And so that's what led to the founding of Human Interest 3 years ago, and you know, it's great, been a great journey since.
Well, that's awesome. So it took you 3 years to figure out something that an entire industry has yet to figure out. I think that's awesome. Well, just it's kind of a big question, but why have 401ks before your company? Why have they been so cumbersome and so difficult for companies to put in place?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's, you know, comes down to the amount of administrative work required for a small business to set up and to administer their 401k. You know, if you're a large company, this is not a problem. You have a huge HR team, a huge finance team that can take on the responsibility of 401k administration. But if you're a small business, you just don't have that luxury. And so when you think about what's involved as a small business running and operating a 401k, the paperwork involved, the manual administration, the data entry, the syncing with payroll, the compliance rules, and so on, it's just a big hassle. And it's just a lot to think about and a lot to take on. And when you're a small business, you're already trying to just try to keep your business afloat, try to grow your business, try to run it. You don't have time or energy to think about adding 401k administration as yet another responsibility. So the approach we've taken there is to really use technology to solve that problem and to build technology that hasn't existed in this industry before. You know, you asked why other 401k companies haven't done this. It's because of a lack of technology. And for us, that's the key that we see as what's going to solve this problem, where if we can automate a lot of that administrative work, make a 401k really simple, and in just a few clicks, in, you know, 30 minutes or less, a business can offer and set up their 401k just like that, then it's going to make it a lot easier for them to do so versus the weeks and months of back and forth that would have taken them before.
Got it. And I think that everything you're saying probably makes sense to most people who are listening. It's like, okay, technology has made so many different aspects of our life easier, better, and therefore less expensive. So people, I don't know that a lot of people actually realize just how expensive their 401k plans actually are. They probably have no idea how much it actually costs. So I think people now understand, okay, there's a lot of administration that goes into putting in place a 401k for a small company. Therefore, it's just too cumbersome. But why are 401k plans in general sometimes so expensive?
Yeah, and there's two costs that you think about when it comes to 401k. There's one, the cost that the business has to pay just to have a 401k. And then there's, of course, the cost of the employees, normally in the form of investment expenses, that they're paying when they save in their 401k. With both those parts, especially for small companies, it can get really expensive. And the reason is because the 401k providers who are offering these plans have a lot of costs that they have to recoup. They have salespeople that they have to pay to sell the 401k plan. They have, you know, folks on the ground they have to pay to help all the paperwork and back and forth that's required to set up the 401k plan. And then they have, you know, office buildings of call centers and, you know, people shuffling papers around because they're not using technology. So it's just a lot of overhead for the 401k provider to offer a 401k. And when you're doing that for a small business that might only have 10, 20, 30 employees, not that much money in the 401k plan, they're not making enough money off those customers to justify the massive amounts of sales and overhead costs that they incur. And so that's the reason why you see that small businesses typically have to pay more than they would like to offer 401k, and why you see employees, individual savers in the 401k plans often stock in these high fee investments. It's all because the 401k provider needs to make that money that somehow came in their cost structure.
Got it. So, okay. And that certainly makes sense. So not only is an employee paying for the ability to have the account through their work, but they're also oftentimes paying through the investments, which they probably don't realize. And so I think transparency is probably something that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And that latter front, there's also kind of a business model question where a lot of these 401k providers and a lot of financial advisors, the way they make money, or a big part of the way they make money, is from the investments themselves. They get essentially a commission or a kickback from the mutual funds that they put inside your 401k plan. And so there's a huge conflict of interest there, where the funds that they're putting into the 401k plan that you as an individual saver are choosing from aren't based on the funds that are actually best for you or what they think is going to be the best recommendation, but it's based on what makes them the most money. And so that leads to these really high fee, actively managed mutual funds that are in your 401k plan that you might not even be realizing that you're paying a lot of money for. but are actually eating away at your retirement savings. And this is where at Human Interest, we have decided to take a different model where we don't make any money off of the investment options that we put inside your 401k plan. And that ensures that we have no biases and that our recommendations are going to be objective. And so we're able to offer and recommend the best investment options for you, not based on what's going to make us the most money.
Got it. And so if a company signs up with you, how many different funds can they choose from?
So we actually have access to virtually every mutual fund that's out there. And you know, that includes funds from places like Vanguard, Fidelity, Schwab, TIAA, DFA, and so on. So because we don't receive money off of the investment funds, we can be unbiased. And so we're agnostic to the funds, and therefore we can offer any of them. What we end up doing is, you know, in most 401k plans, you don't actually want to give the employee, you know, 30,000 different options to choose from. That becomes really overwhelming. Sure. So we do help the business boil that down to 30 or so funds that, you know, span the gamut of all the major asset classes that are out there to ensure that individuals can pick a well-diversified, appropriate investment lineup for them. So we boil that, you know, 30,000 mutual funds down to about 30.
Got it. Okay. And another, so just simply offering the company the ability to put a 401k plan in place where their employees can then start accumulating retirement assets to someday hopefully stop working if that's what they're into. They have the ability to choose from a large, tons of different options from an investment standpoint. From a plan design standpoint, like employer matching, auto enrollment, things like that, how does that work with Human Interest?
Yeah, so great question. Human Interest supports all of the major plan design parameters that a business might think about when it comes to configuring their 401k plan. You mentioned a couple there. So match is, of course, something we, you know, always try to recommend, although we know that for small businesses, that's often not possible. And in fact, most of our small business customers don't offer a match, but they plan to later on once, you know, they're on better financial footing. Something like automatic enrollment is really interesting because that's become a really great trend in the industry where more and more plans are now making their 401ks opt out rather than opt in. And what that does is it really boosts the participation rates among employees and promotes better retirement savings behavior. And so with Human Interest, all of our plans are by default have automatic enrollment on, meaning that it's opt out for the employees. And that's really great. We've seen much higher participation rates, upwards of 70% to 80% among our small business customers as a result, you know, versus I think for many small businesses, they might struggle to get even 30% or 40% of their employees to actually take advantage of the 401k plan. And that's really frustrating for small business because if you've gone through the hassle of setting up a 401k, the last thing you want to happen is to see that actually your employees aren't saving or taking advantage of it. And luckily with Human Interest, we built, you know, kind of the appropriate defaults and nudges and make it really easy for employees to get started and just start saving in just three clicks. And we found that really boosts and increases the number of employees taking advantage of this.
Nice. I appreciate that. All right. So just, I guess the basic core question is if a company wants to offer a more unique plan design, they have the ability to do that?
Absolutely.
Got it. Okay. And now you've said just a couple of clicks a handful of times, like how easy is it to set up a plan?
Yeah. So for a small business, you know, you can do this technically entirely online. And we have lots of online wizards that help you configure a 401k plan and walk you through some of the plan design steps that we're talking about, like whether you want to do a match, and if so, what kind of match should it be? You know, should you have automatic enrollment? What should your eligibility criteria be? What investments do you put in the plan? Things like the legal plan documents behind your 401k. We've digitized all of that and made it, turned it into a really easy to use online wizard so that a small business owner or whoever's in charge of their benefits can actually get started and set their 401k plan entirely online in less than 30 minutes. Now, we do have people available that we can walk you through these steps. So it's not like you have to do this on your own. And we're very proud of the support and services that we offer on that. But the idea is that we've turned what used to be you know, weeks or months of back and forth with the 401k company and lots of different confusing decisions and choices and jargon to learn, we've turned that into a 30-minute process.
Got it. Well, that's certainly well done right there. And from a third-party administrator, not to get too deep into the weeds, but that's sort of like an accountant for retirement plans. How does that work?
Yeah, so we offer essentially an end-to-end solution where the small business only has to talk and work with us, and we take care of everything for you behind the scenes, from the investment selection to the website experience, the employee enrollment, to compliance, to record keeping, and so on. And so the idea is, oftentimes with small businesses, they have to end up working with two or three different companies or people just to piecemeal their 401k plan together, which of course adds to the confusion and administrative complexity. We bring that all under one roof so that all you have to do is work with Human Interest and we take care of the rest and you don't have to worry about it.
Great. How much does it cost?
So a company with 20 employees can get a 401k plan with us for just $200 a month. Pricing varies based on the size of the business, but that gives you an idea of just how affordable this is. You know, you might be aware that health insurance can cost over $200 a month, often much more than $200 a month for one employee alone.
Sure.
And with Human Interest, you can get a 401k plan for your entire company for less than that cost.
Nice. So, just to play devil's advocate, what if somebody was listening from a very large traditional record keeper, let's just say Fidelity, what would they say would be drawbacks to this option?
Well, I'd say, you know, I think a company like Fidelity, one of the things that they have going for them is that they've been around for a long time. They have a big brand. People know who they are. They've been in business for a really long time. Human Interest, as I mentioned, we're, you know, 3 to 4 years old. We're a brand new company. Most people don't know about us yet. And so I think for some businesses like Fidelity, they'll say, oh, you know, you should go with the trusted option and one that you recognize. But the downside there, of course, is that, you know, they may not offer the best product or solution, especially for a smaller business. Fidelity has made their business off of working with really large companies and giving them a 401k. So just because they have maybe the most recognized name out there doesn't necessarily mean that they might be the best option for you as a small business customer.
Got it. Well, Roger, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So I think if you're an individual saver who is contributing to your 401k, talked about this before, you might want to be aware of potentially high costs that you're paying in your 401k that you might not even be aware of. 401ks, especially at smaller companies, they're notorious for offering these investment options with high fees. And so to really look out for that, what I recommend is log into your 401k account and look at the funds that you're invested in and pay attention to what's called the expense ratio of the mutual funds that you've selected. That's the cost. That's code for cost. And so ideally, that expense ratio should be less than 0.5%, 0.5%. If you're over that, you're probably paying too much, and you should see if there might be other options to choose from in your 401k plan that might be under 0.5%, particularly those that might be index funds. So take a look out for that, because the cost, they can mean a big difference. You know, we're talking about 0.5%, 1%, 2%. It might not sound like a lot, but actually just a 1% difference in fees can mean the difference of hundreds of thousands of dollars more in your 401k account by the time you retire. Now, if you're a small business owner out there, you probably have been wanting to get a 401k. It's one of the top two benefits outside health insurance, but you may have assumed it'd be too much work, too expensive, and not viable for you, but that's not true anymore. So my difference-making tip there is that actually for the first time now, you're able to get a 401k that's both low cost and low administration. So I would encourage you to rethink that and see if now might be the right time to finally offer that 401k for you and your employees.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
And Roger, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and Human Interest?
So we are at humaninterest.com. You can also find us on LinkedIn at Human Interest or on Twitter at Human Interest HQ.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Roger your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to humaninterest.com. I was on there earlier today, and I can certainly vouch for how easy it is to use the site, and also check them out on LinkedIn and Twitter, and I'll link to the notes of the show. Thank you again, Roger.
Thanks so much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course, and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.